Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice. Hi.
Is that a black parka you're wearing?
I'm just happy to see you.
What's up, weirdo?
Nothing. What's up with you, weirdo?
Nothing.
Hi, three-day weekend, kids.
I had a great three-day weekend. Did you?
Me too. Had a good time.
Although I think Yuzette might have had the best one.
Why?
You and all your partying.
I had fun at Bottle Rock and had a good time. Like I tell all my friends, look, I'm good for a couple hours.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on a rage. And then at that, I was laying in bed this morning, and I go, I had four glasses of wine. Oh, I take that back. I had three glasses of wine and one tequila drink. Oh. Like, I didn't, I was just like just watching everybody, looking at things. I wasn't even really drinking. It was just so fun.
That's weird.
I know. That's how you know I was having fun, is I was just watching. People watching, the most beautiful women I've ever seen were there.
Mm. With their beautiful makeup. Hot-ass Danielle was there then?
Is that... I'm sure she was. I did not run into her that particular day I was there. Ooh. I was only there on Saturday, but...
How were
so
the
many,
dudes?
Like the clients. I don't know. The dudes were not so hot, but maybe I was
you
so into
us.
The chicks. Mm. Yeah, you tell us, Hooman, how were the
dudes? How were the dudes, Hooman?
I thought they were super handsome as well.
Oh, good. Good.
It was just the outfits and the makeup and.
Yeah, people love their festivals, man. It's like an opportunity
so
to wear that one thing you got that
exactly.
one time at that shop on Hate Street.
I told George was my partner for the day, and I go, hey, I go, sure. Next year, I am dressing up. I had not a stitch of makeup on. I was wearing jeans and tennis shoes and a stupid little t-shirt.
That's what you wear.
Seems a lot more comfortable than having some feathery outfits.
I was super comfortable, but I also did not have any makeup. And I had on this flower crown.
Oh.
And then it scratched up my head completely.
You're all scratched up.
I have scratches on my head.
Well, you shouldn't have put thorns on there. You know. Your crown of thorns.
Thanks,
you
Mary.
I wasn't there.
I did it for the people.
But I go to Outside Lands all the time.
Yeah.
And that show is good for the young lady who left the house in the shortest shorts she could find, flip-flops, the tiniest tank top.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and by the way, it's under 50 degrees out there.
Yeah, like, she's freezing her booty off.
Like, you just can't believe.
But she looks good.
Well, yeah, sure.
That's the whole point, Yuzi. When you're young, you can take it.
Back in the day, you die of exposure.
Yeah, way out of place.
Hypothermia.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
kid,
gosh.
Put a sweatshirt on.
Right.
Come on.
Cool, but I look good. Look at me.
Yeah. I just got to get with someone so I can get warm.
But it was sunny out, and so I was like, all right, they're wearing their stuff. And even, like, clients that we met, I was just like, oh, you're stunning. Oh, my God, another stunning girl. Stunning girl after stunning girl. Just boom, 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 boom.
But how was the music?
The music was great. Who I saw up close was L. King in the Jam Cellar stage. I forgot what it's called. Jam Cellar stage?
Yeah.
Jane was hosting it on Saturday, and so L just got up there and rocked it. And it was so fun. And Jane was just awesome. Michelle was there. And it was great. So we went from there to the culinary stage.
You love the culinary stage.
I do so much. But I was
did they cook
so
anything delicious?
They were cooking. Depending on who was on stage, it seemed like what they were doing.
Why are you embarrassed?
Why were you embarrassed?
I was embarrassed because I hate meeting celebrities because I don't want them to disappoint me.
Oh.
And the Bella twins were there, which means nothing to you guys.
Who are the Bella twins? Oh, they're the wrestlers that she was talking about.
The divas.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, they're the Bella twins. They're like, there's the Bella twins. Everybody, they're like,
wait, are their last names Hadid?
No, not those.
They're the
are
model twins.
Twins. Yeah,
not
those
the
are
WWE.
Gigi
and Bella.
Bella
Hadid.
These are the Bella twins. They're actually twins.
Oh.
And they just stunning. I'm like,
So you met them backstage at the William Sonoma
thing?
No,
I didn't meet them. I just stared at them.
No, I met them. They're super friendly.
I know. They kept walking by me because I think they knew I knew who they were. But I was just like,
They were super approachable,
I mean,
so kind, so friendly.
A lot of chefs there that I love, Human, that I watch. I couldn't go up to them. Mm. I just watch him from afar. Well, not that far, like 10 feet from them.
That's not creepy.
I just was like, oh, God. Yeah. I don't want to be disappointed, so I'm going to stand from afar.
I have to say, I got a lot of good torture from, especially from Saturday. Looked like Bryn and Danielle. Because I couldn't go, and Danielle was like almost mad at me for not going.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was, yeah.
Yeah, because I was, originally I had a hotel room up there. I had to buy, I had to get all
right.
3 nights. I got a place at the Meritage, and then when all this stuff started going down
yeah.
and I just, a couple weeks ago, I'm like, that's $2,000 I would like to have back in my account.
Heck yeah.
So I went ahead and canceled that room, and I figured if I go at all, I'll crash at Danielle's, or, you know, Vinny will drive me home, you know, whatever it is. I'll find my way. I don't need to have a hotel room.
Because
originally we were just going to go and spend the whole weekend. I was like, we didn't think
just do it.
That's the move.
The festival the whole time, just go hang in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just picture after picture after text, like all day on Saturday, just torture.
Aww.
Like, oh, we're having fun doing this. Oh, now we're doing this. Oh,
well,
look
I didn't
at
want to bother anybody. I figured everyone was doing their own thing. Mm. By the time Bryn texted me, I go, yeah, we just took a bike out. Someone just rolled us out, so we're good.
Oh,
I had just rolled up. I'm like, hey, Yuzi, where you at? She's like, leaving. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
What time was that at?
Like 3:30, 4? I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe. Maybe something like that. I had been there. I'm good. You know, I'm good for 4 hours. And then I got
to
go. Yeah. I got to go to this apartment
to
I stayed
I know,
at.
It's just such a, it's so, there's just so much hassle involved in getting yourself there. Like,
right.
then.
That's why you go early.
Oh. I don't know about that.
Well, the kids and the dog and all that stuff, you know, and Anita and the makeup.
Oh, getting ready.
Anita and the makeup.
That's too bad because I bought her a crown.
Oh, you did?
And I thought if I ran into her, I'd give it to her. I didn't want to give you guys a hard time.
That's sweet.
They were kind of expensive, too. So
she
owes me $35.
We didn't know that. $35 and it scratched your head?
It did scratch my head.
That's very sweet.
Should have gotten a size large.
Jeez.
But.
You only went on Saturday, too?
I did, yeah.
And Boomin, when did you?
I went Friday and Sunday.
Right.
Oh, Friday and Sunday. Oh, you didn't even go on that day.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was
a beautiful day to go. It was so sunny. Was it sunny on Friday?
So Sunday it rained.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Like almost at least, the sun came out the moment Michael Franti hit the stage.
Of course it did. The sound of sunshine.
Yeah, so that was about 4:30, 4:45.
Yeah.
But it was raining up until that moment.
Like raining or just like kind of misty? And
no, I mean it was like you put on a hood and everything, you walked around.
Did everything get muddy?
There were some muddy things that were there from Friday.
Yeah, there
did
was
you
some
see
sloshy
that?
Areas. You're like, whoosh.
Yeah, you were sinking.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They put AstroTurf on.
Yeah. Oh. Some sod-looking stuff that, I mean, if you were wearing heels.
Right.
You were screwed.
I will say wasn't as like
heels at a festival.
Believe me, Vinny, there were so many girls wearing heels.
I'm telling you, outside lands,
you
just go, do you not know where you are?
Right.
Dirt.
It's freezing out here.
And even if it's not freezing now, it's going to be soon. Like it's, I don't know. Well, for some people, it's not really about the music. It's about the experience. It's, you know, going and seeing and being seen.
It was great.
Good. I'm glad you had a great time.
So, Vincent.
Yeah?
How are you? Would you like to take your head off?
No, but I did.
What?
So, what happened to me was Saturday morning, I went surfing and was all set to go to Bottle Rock.
Like, yeah. That was the plan.
You were down.
I was going early. Like, the plan was, in fact, I was going to go hit. I was hoping to be on the road and hit Bananas at Large to say hi to Alan on the way up, like right as they open.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sort of. Because I never get up there. I can't go. Anyway, when I went surfing, I ended up hitting my head on the rock bottom of the spot I was at. And I swear this egg swelled up. First of all, when I hit my head, I was like,
ouch.
Please don't let that be serious. Like, you know how you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
I got a really hard
head.
You feel it.
And I've had a
Were
lot
you alone?
Of... I was.
Oh, no.
And I've had a lot of knocks where it takes a second, and then I go, I think I'm okay. And I've had others where blood just doesn't
stop.
Well,
head injuries, right. And you don't want to be the bloody guy in the shark-infested
right.
waters.
Well, and it didn't bleed. Oh. So I thought I was okay. But when I got out of the water, I had an egg starting to swell. And it continued to swell. So
is it? Can I see it?
There's a little scab there. You can see it.
Oh, it's blue. It's black and blue.
Wait, hold on. It's right there.
I can see it.
And it's right here, too. Wait.
Yeah, but it was huge. Oh, do we have a
Saturday
picture?
Saturday morning,
here,
I do.
Yeah, I have a picture.
Can we put that on Instagram?
No, I don't know.
Why not? Put
Instagram.
It on Instagram.
That's
Let's
his
put
business.
A picture of Hooman's back on Instagram instead.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just the things that are troubling us,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, no, we don't need to put injuries up on Instagram.
I feel like injuries should go on Instagram.
Yeah, you make me put my bruises up.
Ooh.
But I got worried about him, and I didn't think that he should be going anywhere.
This is right as I got in the car to leave.
Oh, boy.
But that knotted
up. Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Oh, my God. That's like it's like someone put a bagel underneath your skin.
Dude, it was so weird the way I mean, that's something that it doesn't happen. It's rare.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really rare. But the ocean actually pushed my head into the rock. I went,
You're actually lucky you're not more scraped up than just a couple little scratches.
I can't believe it didn't bleed.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I started to get concerned. Like, maybe you should go to urgent care. You shouldn't be driving right now. Do not go to sleep.
Right. A pound on the head is not to be trifled with.
You know, some blood building up inside.
No. A hematoma.
I waited it out. It was okay.
Blood clot.
It swelled up. I've used ice. You know what I did this weekend, though? So
What did you do?
I went and saw Marvel's
Endgame.
Oh, how was it? Oh,
you know what?
Uh-oh. Did you cry?
Here we go.
He did. He cried. Look at him.
I honestly am not going to watch movies anymore.
Why? What are you talking about?
Because I can't watch movies without crying like a little bit.
I told you I cried like 5 times in that movie.
I
it's
cried
okay.
like 5 times
Vinny,
in that
okay.
movie.
Did you cry?
I did. I can tell you the moment I cried.
Don't give it away.
All the boys cried. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. You know what? And I probably won't because I need to see all these other movies apparently.
You better watch them.
22.
You gotta. You know what? It was so satisfying because I did go back and watch them all. I do actually know who the characters are. And so it did all make sense. Everything. Uh-huh. Every character that I saw, I went, I know who that is. I know what that is. I know where that's from. So it all fit.
Right.
And the I guess my problem, if I had anything to say negative about it, is what's with all the tears? They're going for it.
Right.
They purposefully
are
pulling tears right out of my stupid head. I'm sitting there.
Maybe it's because you got conked on the head.
Weeping with napkins from my little buttered popcorn. I got one little buttered popcorn and I'm like, ridiculous.
Was
dude.
It a full theater or
no?
Were there other people crying near you?
I didn't hear
or?
Anybody else sniffling like me. I was I couldn't. It was pathetic.
I don't sniffle. I just let it roll down like nobody's watching me. I'm just sitting quietly and not
we're
doing
in the
anything.
Dark.
I got the full sniffles from it. Like I needed to.
Crying is such a funny thing, isn't it? Like that's something emotional can make like water come out of your eyes.
I watched a movie yesterday with a wedding in it. I don't even remember what the heck it was. So stupid movie. And I thought, oh man, Vinny's. I'm going to totally cry at Vinny's wedding.
No, you're not.
Oh, I cry at every wedding.
Now I cry at weddings.
I've always cried at weddings.
I never cried at weddings.
It's lovely.
Now
it's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Well, yeah. Endgame was excellent, I thought.
Wanna be
and it really puts a nice finish on things. I'm done, though.
Yeah, right.
With the Marvel movies?
With all movies. I'm telling you, I just cry too much.
Too bad.
You know, some people like to cry. I'm not into
feels good.
That.
It's nice. Cleans out the air, the ducts. The
no
air ducts.
I don't like
it. It's your ducts.
Yeah, you can keep it. So.
Did it feel like 3 hours?
Oh.
You know.
Here we go.
I'd say yes, because I'm not used to sitting still for 3 hours, but they did. There's just a lot of movie there.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much. Remember when we went, I don't know how many years ago this was. I want to say it might have been my first year back. Hooman had some friend that took us over to ILM. and they showed us the computer room where
that.
They're rendering for the what are the Transformer movies.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. Like, these things are working round the clock for the computer graphics. I don't know. I guess they've obviously gotten faster and better through the years in the last 10. But there's so much not actually there.
Right.
Like, the computers most
create
the film.
The entire thing.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievably realistic.
Well, it's seamless.
And then the suits. Remember they showed us the suits? You could
put the green thing and have the dots on it so that it... Yeah. Right.
It's seamless. And every single thing is that.
Right.
Like the you know, Iron Man's mask is dropping down and coming off. And the whole thing. You don't even realize it, but... I thought, I wonder, how long does that take to make now?
Probably significantly less time than it used to take.
Yes.
And the quality is even better. It's the weirdest thing to me is that to be an actor today, you're basically standing in an empty green room.
Such fakery.
Like, you know, Robert Downey Jr., I guess they say, okay, your helmet's coming off now, so your head might twitch a little. Like, I don't even know how you act that.
They'd have to tell him every... Like, there's points where... Because the Hulk's not the Hulk.
Right.
So there's points where as he moves
there
around
is no
them,
guy.
Like, you know, I mean, that's every interaction, every single interaction is computer.
Yeah.
It's
and
a trip.
Every scene, every
so
crazy modern
setup. So
they're
not going to need actors anymore in 5 years.
They don't
maybe.
Now.
More or less.
They can just... Oh, my God. Do you remember what they did to Johnny Depp in the last Pirates thing?
Uh-uh.
They de-aged him by 25 years.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't... excuse me.
Sure.
Stan Lee is in this film.
Like a cameo? Is he?
He's
still
dead.
Alive?
They just put him in there.
No, he's dead.
Oh, he didn't shoot it before he croaked.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. How's that possible?
I have no idea.
He croaked a long time ago, and he was in bad shape.
He
right?
wasn't in great shape leading up to it. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, they could have absolutely inserted him in there. They're actually saying that we won't ever need new actors. That we could just do new Marilyn Monroe pictures.
God.
You know, if they can create things that look that real. I mean, come on, those dragons. Incredible.
I love that.
Well.
Let's see. Stan Lee died 2018, November 12th. So it's
possible
that he would have still been.
So maybe it was his last appearance.
Yeah, but he was on.
Right. Yeah. Life support. He was not in great shape. Plus, there's a whole story about that Kia Morgan.
The man accused of defrauding him and
he was
elder
his
abuse
business
and all that.
Manager. And there's just like that guy's getting...
Good.
I guess he was skimming and kind of hiding this guy away. And we'd heard little dribs and drabs of it about how he took Stan Lee's blood and was signing things and selling them. And
it's terrible
so
what happens
weird.
To
elderly folks.
I mean, they need help.
Right.
And they trust someone. And
that person takes advantage of them. And sometimes, you know, that's the only person who has any access to them. And what are they going to do? You know, call 911? Guys got their phone.
I told you guys this is an old story, but the lady across the street from my mom's house when she lived in Seattle, elderly, couldn't see, could barely hear, and needed help. And my mom, my mom's a very nice lady and was happy to help her, but over the course of time, it went from I'll come do this for you to.
She basically taking care
day.
Of her.
Fully taking care of this lady. Like, this lady needed care.
Mm.
And my mom couldn't say no. And they became good friends. But it was just by proximity
burden.
She became this woman's person.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to her, when this woman passed, my mom got some money.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. She didn't know it was going to happen.
Right.
But she deserved it. Like, we all knew.
So you got a paycheck.
You gotta like start only leaving the house when this lady's not around. Like it became full-time care.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know.
And then
what
the lady wrote her into her will.
Yeah,
that's actually very sweet.
It is
and she
sweet.
At least acknowledges that this wasn't just a neighbor helping her out. This was someone who was fully caring for her.
Yeah, no, this was everything.
Well, they have caregiver operations, at least in California that I know of, that someone comes in and gets paid to care for you, and it could be a relative, it could be someone that knows you, but once you stop doing the hours, or maybe the funds run out, it's done, and then what?
Right.
Gulp.
Yeah.
Anyway,
getting old is scary.
Oh, I hate getting old. I thought about it so much this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I just got obsessed with it this morning.
It's only.
It started scaring me.
It's not
going to
happen today. Relax.
I know.
Today you're going to be all right. Don't cry.
And then John goes, "Oh, by the way, I have to work today." I'm all, "What? Like, you worked yesterday? You're working today too?"
Oh, was yesterday's day off?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But it was Memorial Day, so they had to work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big car sales day.
Is it?
Isn't it? Mattresses, cars, I mean, Memorial Day sales. We all hear about those.
They're going to kill the guy. Yeah. Working again today? Really? Your second day off?
They do just get to hang while there's no customers, right? Doesn't he just crush cigarettes on the hood of a Mercedes?
Should you just, because look at her face.
What's I need that boy at home to do stuff for me.
That's her full-time caregiver. She's getting old and her caregiver's leaving.
Shut up, Ruben. Why do you think we have husbands? That's
a caregiver. Oh, boy.
Is that the marriage salary?
Boy, is the cat out of the bag or what?
Sheesh. That's why they have husbands.
I mean, ultimately, that is why, but... Game over.
I feel so blessed.
Game is just starting, baby. For Vinny.
Oh, boy. Well.
Hysterical.
Yeah, I know, guys. We're going to take just a quick break here, because otherwise it's going to get really late.
Right.
But it seems like we're shot out of a cannon, so I'm predicting a fun show today. KLSC, KLSC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.